If God asked you to do the impossible, would you say yes? Sometimes I think we can gloss over the implications of this whole encounter that Mary had with the angel. First, I don't know about you, but I've never spoken face to face with an angel. That in and of itself would be somewhat unsettling, especially for a young girl just starting out on her adult life. Then, to be told that something I knew was physically impossible might cause me to question my own sanity. Am I really experiencing this angel? Or is this something, really something completely different? Something that is cause for concern and worry? But deep in her heart, she knew it was God. And that's maybe the lesson for us. That deep in our hearts, when we have a profound and miraculous experience from God, oftentimes that's so clear we can't call it anything else. We know it for what it is. In some ways, we might think that God calls us to do the impossible. The gospel is filled time and again with things that seem really impossible. Loving enemies, praying for persecutors, recognizing that everyone in need is the Christ, is Jesus in disguise. Trying to find time in our lives, even for prayer, in the midst of being very busy and difficult with all of the demands that are upon us. But the truth remains, no one ever regrets saying yes to God. In fact, what people regret is when they say no to God, someone like Jonah. Let us pray today that we might be filled with the faith of the Blessed Mother, to be able to say yes to God, even when it seems impossible.